For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. On Labor Day weekend, 2001, two men, Tom Crosland and Raleigh Rome, were shot down at Rainbow Farm by agents of government for daring to call for changes to the marijuana laws and for growing a few plants on their farm. The story began to gain national attention, and then September 11. Scott Teeter was the Michigan prosecutor who had the vendetta, the jihad, against Rainbow Farm, Tom, and Raleigh, and is the man ultimately responsible for creating this situation. This is a friend of Tom and Raleigh's, Melody Carr.
It seems pretty obvious to me that Scott Teeter went in there wanting to quash the whole marijuana movement. It wasn't about, you know, whatever plants may have been found or anything like that, silencing the movement. The personal responsibility amendment was going strong that summer. I think that they were afraid we were actually going to change something. And Scott Teeter's whole unintended legacy is that he didn't squash the movement in Michigan. He galvanized it. The movement in Michigan is stronger than ever. We have four cities that have passed medical marijuana initiatives. We have other cities that are working on them. We have a strong statewide organization now, which we didn't have back then, with a lot of strong local chapters. And a lot of the people involved met at Rainbow Farm, and a lot of the people involved never went to Rainbow Farm but heard about it and were angry about it. And I think the whole thing just totally backfired on his purpose. So I'm pretty pleased about that. It's a shame that the price had to be so high.
So, once again, the prosecutor, Scott Teeter, was enraged by what was going on at Rainbow Farms. People daring to speak about changing the law, some of them using marijuana. So, by way of a tax investigation, they busted into the Rainbow Farms, found several plants growing there, and began their prosecution of Tom Crosland and Raleigh Rome. Eventually, they took away Raleigh's son, Robert, and put him in the home of a nearby sheriff and began proceedings to take away the property of Rainbow Farm. On tomorrow's 420, we'll hear from Adam Brook, a good friend of Tom and Raleigh's, and about their closing days and how their lives were taken by FBI and law enforcement sharpshooters for daring to carry weapons on their own property. Please learn more at rainbowfarm.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.